Hare Krishna and a quick Hare Krishna or hello. I'm back at Dr. Sundarananda's home. Thanks for all the devotees for their messages of support and their prayers. It was truly felt. And the operation went smoothly. Yesterday I went in at 5 o'clock, and I don't know, I was back by 7:30 or something like that. And the surgeon decided that he was only going to do, there was only one hernia, so he did one, and that was in my belly. And the other one, which had already been operated twice before, he didn't see any need to do anything on that, and that's very positive. Keep things down to a minimal. So I'm fine. It was I had some pain at night. It was difficult, and I have pain now. But aside from that, everything is okay. And I'm going to chant my rounds now. It's 11 a.m. because all morning I was sitting in the hospital writing. And I'll answer this one question in the spirit of getting back to business as usual, although I saw just in the trip over here that bumping around in the car is very uncomfortable, and sitting in the seat that I'm sitting also feels a little strained, but still, Krishna conscious life and service must go on. And this is a question from a Zoltai Luza in Hungarian. And basically the question is that in Krishna book, Prabhupada says that some of the gopis were sages, followers of the Vedas in their past life, and they had wanted to become wives of Lord Ramachandra, which was not possible, so he gave them the blessing that they would take birth when he appeared as Lord Krishna. So the question is, says that, well, Lord Ramachandra appeared 2 million years ago and Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. He says, where were those sages in the intervening? Well, he says 1.5 million years, but that's a little bad arithmetic. That's in the 1,995,000 years. And the answer is, I don't know. I haven't read it in the Shastra that speak about it, and there are numerous references to this incident. It isn't mentioned where the sages were in the intervening period. Obviously, the gopis took birth in Vrindavan at Krishna's time, 5,000 years. So whether they continue to perform their sadhana, whether they took birth in other bodies, it's not mentioned. So since Shastra doesn't mention it, nor I've heard from any authorities, then I won't mention it either. And why? Well, it must not be so important. The essence is that Krishna reciprocates with the desires of his devotees. Jayajitamam prapadyante. And we can see that Krishna did reciprocate. May have taken 2 million years, practically speaking, to get there, but he did. And from that we can learn that we should all always have real confidence in the Lord, that he's true to his word, and at the same time, we need to also be patient, and in that way, everything will become clear in due course of time. And of course, this doesn't just refer to taking birth as gopis, but it refers to so many events that we pass through in our Krishna conscious life. So that's it, and we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.